On this episode of the Digital Bath Podcast, we go into the multiverse of madness. Stay tuned.
I want your soul.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Digital Bath Podcast. We are excited to have you here, and we're excited to be here.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, man. Really?
I was playing KOF, and now I'm doing this shit.
That's true. New King of Fighters. Pretty fun.
Pretty dope.
Pretty fun. Fighters.
To my left over here, we have Dakota, the red-bearded one, and everybody's favorite dude. How's it going, man?
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, remember a minute ago I said speak for your fucking self?
Damn,
no,
that was
I don't,
because like
I wasn't
ago.
Listening to you.
Not this time, I agree.
Oh.
Surprise.
Reverse.
And then next to him, the smooth talker, Jesse.
Hello.
Caramel Bateo.
Oh. It's like sweet.
Caramel.
Take your word
it's
on that.
Like
burnt
sweet.
Sugar.
Burnt sugar.
Caramels used to hurt my teeth. They're
really?
Super sweet.
I still can.
You like Werther's?
No.
What do you mean you don't like Werther's?
I feel like you just said caramels hurt his teeth, and then you asked him if he liked.
Well,
like
because
more
normally the caramel candy is like really chewy and it sticks everywhere,
true.
And Werther's
like
is
like sand.
Yeah,
it gets everywhere.
And it's coarse.
The guy over
Chris
here whose caramel hurts his teeth, Christopher James.
Thanks for saying it right. You know what I hate?
What?
You know what really grinds
caramel?
My nuts? Caramel.
Yeah,
caramel.
Caramel. You
Caramello
bitch.
Anthony.
When you caramelize something.
That's different.
Well, if you caramelize sugar, it becomes caramel. That's
exactly.
The fucking point.
Mm-hmm.
What if you caramelize an onion?
Then it becomes a caramelized onion.
Why not caramelized onion?
Because it's not caramel. If you added sugar to that onion and then caramelized the onion with the sugar, you'd have a caramelized onion.
This is the real...
Topic,
folks.
This is the multiverse right here.
This is the real shit right here. We talk about the serious issues, like caramel versus caramel.
You know what, though? There's another universe where it's reversed, and you caramelize
an
onion, and you make caramel. That's probably... I mean, it's got to be. There's an infinite number of universes.
What are those apples that you eat around Halloween?
With the razor blades in them?
Caramel apples?
My mom's favorite treat to make me when I was a kid. I don't know what they're called.
Caramel apples?
Caramel apples. I call them caramel apples.
That's stupid.
But do you say caramel?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is really weird. Anyway, the guy over here who's pro caramel, who's introducing the...
Jesus Christ.
Vote for both.
Who's introducing
yes
everyone. I am the mini fridge, Nick. I appreciate you guys listening in. Let's get this episode started and christen it. Pop our tabs, boys. Ooh.
I got it. Hold on.
Yep.
Can't reach this.
You pre-popped, man. You gotta do your other one.
Okay. I prematurely
craculated. Nah, I'm fine.
I like that.
He's
prematurely
fine,
craculated?
Percolated.
Come on. Okay.
We're not an ASMR.
Fuck.
An ASMR
podcast.
You gonna tell me that wasn't a good one though? That end like
I'm telling you guys, we need to do an ASMR podcast, but don't tell anybody.
Like
we just whisper the entire time and act
like
everything's normal.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's also unexpectedly sweet.
The claw.
This is the surf, hard white claw surf, bro.
Oh,
this,
bruh.
It's got every one of the four flavors says smash afterwards. So you got this one's wildberry acai smash, bruh.
What's yours called?
Mine says watermelon lime smash.
Hell yeah,
bro.
Smash.
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 Well, with all the smashing in here, you know what else was smashing? The new Doctor Strange.
In the multiverse of madness.
Well, man, you need to catch up then. No?
I do. I'd have to watch fucking WandaVision.
And Spider-Man.
And, like, those are bad things. You're
the
saying them like
Doctor
they're
Strange?
A chore.
Yeah, but like I have Disney Plus, so it'd be super easy. But like, also,
you have no fucking excuse.
He was like,
well, Spider-Man's
yeah,
not but
yeah, I'd have to go to the theater to see Spider-Man.
No, it's not even in theaters no more.
Oh my god, I can't even do
it's
it.
Streaming.
Oh my god, we'll just order it from Amazon. There, hey.
You know what sucks? One of my favorite directors is Sam Raimi, though.
Yeah, Well, we're going to talk about that. He fucking made a
Must not be, though.
He made a real good movie.
What did you say?
I said must not be, though.
Because I haven't seen the movie.
Hey,
oh.
If anybody's listening right now and haven't seen it, this is not a spoiler-free podcast.
We're going to spoil some
We're going to spoil a lot
of shit. Stop listening.
So
go to the movie.
This is your chance. Stop listening. Go see the movie and then listen to it after. Otherwise, it's too late. Let's go, boys. Talk about it. Give it to me.
Okay. Let's set up the scene for Christopher. So, do you know the Scarlet Witch? You at least know who that character is.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Wanda.
Elizabeth Olsen. Yes, Wanda. She went through some shit in WandaVision because she killed Ultron in Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
Not Ultron. I'm sorry. Vision.
I was like, what? She killed Vision?
She had to kill Vision.
She had to kill her own hubby.
You haven't seen Infinity War?
Man, bro, I missed
that
part.
Damn, we gotta go back.
Well, I thought it was the dude with the purple.
It was.
That's Vision.
They rewound time.
No. The dude with the purple chin.
Thanos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanos.
So Thanos was going to get the stone out of Vision's head. So they were trying to, in Wakanda, take it out of his head, but they were going too slow. Yeah. So he was like, Wanda, you just got to kill me.
Yeah.
And so she did, but then Thanos showed up and used the time stone to reverse it by like 30 seconds, remade him.
Again.
And then he plucked it out of his head.
Yeah.
Killed him. Re-killed him.
Like the pink diamond.
She killed the shit out of him.
For no reason.
Yeah. That
would have been funny if people let me say it.
You were. I heard it.
Thanks, bud.
I liked it. Louis Revert, $25 million pink diamond.
Gone.
Belt. Gone.
God damn.
So
anyway.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. I just remember Thanos being like, that's mine.
So anyway, Wanda creates this insane town in WandaVision where Vision is alive and they end up having two children. And it's all in her mind. She's controlling a bunch of people.
Got it.
And
she's not a good person.
Not a good person.
The whole show.
People get hurt because she's very selfish about that.
Are they people or are they hurt?
There's real people that she's mind controlling to live in this fake world.
Oh.
And she thinks they're fine, like they're kind of sleeping inside their minds, but they're actually in agony the whole time.
Oof.
But you don't find out that she's actually controlling it until the end.
Does she know they're in agony or does she really thinks they're okay?
She doesn't seem to care, honestly.
Well, she doesn't even know she's controlling them. Like, yeah. I mean, she does in a way, but she...
We find out about 2 or 3 episodes in, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows?
Yes and no.
She definitely knows. So, the point of contention is even if she wasn't manually doing it, she knew it was something from her doing it, she wasn't stopping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, is it kind of like in Fallout 3, when you go into... the simulation, you remember that?
Yeah.
Operation Anchorage?
And everything is okay.
Mm-mm. Oh.
It's in the base game, but everything is like super okay, but everything's not fucking okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that was kind of like, it had the same vibe to
Yeah,
me.
Exactly. And she...
There's cracks in the reality that you're like, something bad's happening.
Anyway,
long story short,
she has to end up having to... like lose her kids to make things right. She undoes it. And S.H.I.E.L.D., right? It was S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No. Sword.
Sword, that's right. Sword comes in.
Sword?
It's a long pointy thing. Anyway, Sword comes in and they remake Vision from technology that they've been trying for years and send him in. And the make-believe Vision ends up convincing the real Vision to come to actually like get his sentience back. So he's not being controlled.
Mm.
He takes off. That world collapses, and it fucks Wanda up. That's the end of WandaVision. A Vision is back.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah, Paul Bettany's playing him.
Oh, okay.
We're probably skipping the most important detail, where you find out that Wanda is the Scarlet Witch, which is considered like a very, very volatile high-level magic user,
and there's
this book called The Dark Hold that a character named Agatha was hiding from her, and at the end of the series, Wanda gets her hands on it, and then
the Book of the Dead.
Yeah, it's basically their Book of the Dead.
It has a bunch
of dark magic in it, yes, and she's using it to try to locate another universe where her kids are, and the series ends with her like meditating in midair, and she can hear their voices somewhere.
I love Chaos. It's one of my favorite things.
Well, she's the chaos.
She's literally
she
uses chaos
magic. Chaos. Then, of course, and you probably can confer from the trailers and all the memes that in Spider-Man No Way Home, Doctor Strange opens up basically a rift throughout the dimensions that bring in other worlds of Spider-Man and Spider-Man's villains, which makes the whole multiverse very fractured. In a nutshell, they all get sent back, but things that have happened from that movie mean that it's easier for stuff to cross over.
Essentially. It's been a minute?
Yes, actually, unfortunately.
Yes. For a second.
For
only in end scenes. He's not in the actual movie. He's only in end credits.
And it's not actually Venom. It's Eddie Brock. So,
well, a little piece of Venom's there.
Lame. Oh, well, the symbiote, yeah.
The symbiote's there.
Well.
Oh, is it talking in his head or something? You don't actually see Venom.
There's a little drop that's still in the MCU.
So now we have like a...
In a bar somewhere.
Yeah. Venom will probably show up in the MCU someday.
Well, I hope they do him right.
Yeah,
they won't.
Sony's
because Carnage is.
Oh, MCU
rude.
Might. Sorry,
I was about to say MCU.
Oh, is he gonna be part of?
We don't know.
Possible.
They've left the door open.
So
fast forward to Doctor Strange 2. We find out that Doctor Strange is having nightmares throughout, you know, the last few several months, basically.
Since he came back from the snap.
And he's seeing an alternate version of himself that is trying to transport this girl throughout the multiverse. And you find out that...
A certain girl?
America Chavez. You know who that is?
No.
No, I didn't expect you to. That's okay. A newer character, I would say, in the comic mythos. But someone that's going to be a good representation for more Latino people and people of the community, LGBT community. Mm-hmm. So
is she the meme where they're like, they're literally bringing a character in that crosses borders who happens to be Hispanic?
Yes.
Okay. Which was... That was funny. That was fucking funny.
But where this movie kind of gets to shine is, and I think where they shied away from in Doctor Strange 1, is this is more of a horror movie than we've ever seen in the MCU.
By far.
Ever. Which I think works really well, and it's kind of a refreshing take for the universe.
And it's definitely Sam Raimi horror, too.
Yeah,
It feels... He didn't stray away from his path because it was a Marvel movie, right?
He's this is still Evil Dead, bitches.
It's Evil Dead 4. This is kind of an Evil Dead 4 movie.
It was great.
God damn it.
It seems that I expected to be spooky, did something, and I was just like, oh, God, it sent chills up my spine, and I was because it was Sam Raimi type shit, and it just reminded me of Evil Dead and all that kind of stuff. It was so cool. I loved all of the horror aspects to it.
Yeah. How many fast cuts did they do?
Several. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Fuck me.
They sure did.
Damn it.
The pacing of the movie up front was actually really jarring because there's a wedding scene.
A little bit, yeah.
And it, after about maybe only like 10, 15 minutes, so there's a dream sequence into a wedding scene directly just into the meat and potatoes of the movie.
And the dream sequence is action-packed already.
Yeah. So, it starts like a Star Wars movie where it's just like, expects you to know what's going on. And as it's going, I was like, fuck, this movie's moving fast. Kind of like, you know, Spider-Man. Like, he'd be in a bank, then all of a sudden the villain would show up and you're just like in the movie. So, that kind of set the tone. And then, you know, once Wanda gets introduced into what's happening, it just fucking goes. You thought that they would kind of marinate maybe a little bit, kind of figuring out, you find out that there's somebody sending demons to collect America Chavez to just, we don't know why yet. So
through the multiverse.
When he finds Wanda, he knows.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
When D. Strange goes to Wanda to be like, hey, there's a lot of magic shit going on. We could really use your help. She's like, yeah, just bring America here. And he's like, and she's like, you never said her name, did you? He's like, I never said her name. And then the facade around her of the orchard that she's in falls.
It's a beautiful orchard.
Everything's
by the way.
Just in utter chaos and everything's like dead around her. And she's like, I'm gonna need that kid.
She immediately becomes the villain. Like,
yes.
And the trailers are like, you kind of suspected maybe, you know, they team up and then she might see, you know, her kids and turn. But no, immediately that she was basically hunting down America Chavez, sending demons. And she said that was mercy because if she had went after the kid
herself,
game over.
That it would be worse.
Yeah. And immediately you can just tell the emotion coming out of Scarlet Witch at that point because she just... Elizabeth Olsen's character just is like, okay, yeah, I'll become the Scarlet Witch to get my kids back. I will do whatever it takes to get them back. And you can tell immediately like, oh shit, she's going to be.
If you
want
to know the kind of the vibe of her villain, it's like after she, you know, reveals her plan to him, she's like, I'm going to give you 24 hours to surrender her to me, or I will come get her myself. And you're just like, oh shit, like, mm-hmm.
Which is fucking ballsy for Marvel to do a whole show about this character, and you're supposed to like this character. She's the hero from Avengers, and she's obviously gone through pain of losing Vision, and then now
her brother.
Yes,
but
thank
you. Didn't see that coming.
She also lost her accent. Weird.
Yeah, and then of course making the kids and getting rid of them. And then to just immediately turn her into the villain of that whole movie, fucking awesome.
And not just a villain who used to be a hero, but if you didn't see her as a hero before, like if she never made an appearance in the movie, you would just think this is a brutal villain. She's, like a brutal villain because she fucking people kills people.
She's
dude.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, she kills people.
She's Darth Vader? No, but she is the means do not outweigh the end. Like what she does along the way doesn't matter because what she wants so badly, she is willing to do anything to achieve it. And in order to do that, in order to go to a place where her kids are real, she has to absorb and kill America Chavez and gain her ability to go through dimensions. And that's what she wants. She says, trade me one life and that's all I want. I'm going to go to my kids. You'll never see me again. And Doctor Strange says, like morally, I can't do that. So what happens instead is she kills half the population of the school that they
the
train
wizard
at.
School? Yeah.
Yeah. She just like they try their best defenses. Wong is in it. Wong, Sorcerer Supreme. He's awesome. He's a badass.
Yeah, he is awesome.
The other badasses from like China and England show up and everything. And you think there's going to be this big standoff kind of like in Infinity War at Wakanda. Not at all. She's able to. She's looking for like a chink in the armor and everything. And there's one guy that she can tell is a little distracted that's like inside of their force field. And so she's able to focus on him. And she like metaphorically shows up behind him and she's like, you should run. And he just like stops and runs
he
away.
Just gets terrified.
Like
and runs
Sam
away.
Raimi style. Like it just everything gets real quiet and all of a sudden she's
let me
behind
in, kind
of.
Yeah. Not yep. me in. What's that movie? Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah. Drag Me to
kind
Hell.
Shit
yes.
Where stuff pops up behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was cool that in the beginning there's a person from the first Doctor Strange she runs into that says, hey, you made that decision, right?
Yeah.
To give Thanos the stone, the time stone. Was that really the one way you had to do it? And it kind of mirrors.
Because my brother had to die, right?
Right. Yeah. It kind of mirrors what Wanda is saying, like, hey, I have to do this for my goal. Why did you get to decide that, hey, Tony Stark, he had to die for this? Well, you made that decision. You killed mm-hmm. somebody. Why can't I kill somebody to do
right.
it? So it's a cool mirror that we already saw Doctor Strange make that decision, and it turned out it was for the greater good, and she's kind
the
of...
The greater good.
Yeah, she's kind of perversing mm-hmm. that a little bit. And
yeah.
Same logic, though.
She exactly. says that, too. She's like, you do something, you're a hero. I do something, I'm the villain.
Yeah. Fucking sick.
Mm-hmm. So...
You killed Tony Stark, bastard.
I mean, he did. I mean, he honestly kind of said, hey, it's the one way this is going to work.
Right. Or we could have, you know, a mass depopulation and we could have thrived. But sure, let's do all the things that Doctor Strange wants to do.
So for you, for, you know, Nick and Jesse, did you feel that her immediate change was justified?
Justified? In
Or
like,
did it feel organic, I guess? Not justified. I guess that's a moral
did
question.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Did it feel natural? From WandaVision to right beginning of this.
I don't know if natural is the right word, but I also don't know if I feel like it was bad. Because I don't feel like it was bad at all. I think
what do you
it
mean
was,
by like bad writing? You don't think it was bad
no,
writing?
I don't think it was bad writing.
Okay.
I don't think it was bad pacing. I think it was one of those things where if you saw the end of WandaVision, it was... You didn't know how that was going to go.
So that answered that question.
So that
for
answered
you?
That okay. question because even if it was, she was still good and mm-hmm. helps out and then kind of blah, blah, blah. I think that was also a good way of doing it too because it was open enough at the end of WandaVision that you could go any way with it and it would make sense. So I think that was just smart writing on their part.
Because she's literally chaos. I mean,
yeah.
You don't know which way she's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You saw her as the hero before. And then she goes into this dark path. Then she gets the most evil artifact that is in our world.
Which is
the Darkhold. The Book of the Damned. Yeah. It's literally the Book of the Damned.
Yep. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. It's really fucking cool.
And it's like, of course she's going to tip that way.
Yeah.
Like, you have this powerful being that can almost do anything she wants except for that. That's the one thing she can't do is recreate her kids.
Right.
So, yes, she is going to go off the deep end. Like,
and they talk about dreams in the movie, right? So you find out from America Chavez that if you have a dream, you are actually dreaming about yourself in another universe.
Yes.
And Dr. Strange, so the dream you're seeing in the beginning, Dr. Strange has this dream and he sees himself die, right? And he thinks it's a dream, all this other stuff. They're explaining this kind of dream sequence, and Scarlet Witch is talking to them, and she was like, "You know how my son? I know my sons are alive. Do you know how I 100% know they're alive? Because I dream about them
every night.
Every night.
Is it sons?
Yes.
She has two sons. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She has twins.
Yeah.
So, oh. Well, there you go.
So that's her driving force the entire time is just to get to them. And Doctor Strange the entire time is just trying to keep this girl that he just met, you know, alive after realizing how important she is. He doesn't even believe that America Chavez actually is from a different universe or anything at first, because she's not able to control her power. It's like a defense mechanism so far in her life, where if she is pushed to the brink of potentially like
death or fear or whatever it is,
it activates, creating a star shape rip in reality, and it.
Like literally 5 points.
Yes, and it sends her into a different dimension or a different universe.
Huh.
Yeah, she can literally travel the multiverse. I mean, it's an insane power.
Yeah.
However, you get to the point though where Wanda takes everyone out at the school. I mean, she
controls that whole.
They're either dead or knocked out.
Yeah, they're either dead or knocked out, burnt alive, whatever it might be, and America Chavez and Doctor Strange end up escaping to another universe.
Before we get to that, because I do want to talk about that, can we take a moment to talk about when they get her in the trap?
Sequence? Yes. Did you watch the first Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how when they go through the mirror universe and kind of his trippy type stuff that they do?
Mm-hmm.
They do that and they add this like creepy ass element of her. Like, you're like, oh, she's trapped. Great. No, she's like, this is my world. Mm-hmm. I can find ways to fuck with you in another dimension, essentially. And it's fucking scary. Like, she's able to like rip through mirrors and
anything with a reflection.
And it's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, she feels a lot like, did you see Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
So you remember how she, like, the way she is on camera, like, her body, like, kind of snaps around and she, like, is quiet?
Yeah.
They bring that back. And so, yeah, she gets trapped in this, like, infinite mirror thing and there's spikes everywhere. Well, it goes back to the reality they're in and, like, the reflection and something. Her arm comes out and, like, grabs someone and rips it through. And then there's, like, puddles on the ground. They're like, we need to cover these up. We need to cover this up. So they start doing it. And one of them doesn't get covered up enough. And she's just, like, coming through and, like, tearing people through until she's able to come through.
Yeah.
Like, that's the level that Sam Raimi takes it to in this, you know?
Is that one of the things that people are talking about? Like, this might be too scary for a
Marvel. Yes, kids younger than 10? Yes.
There's another... I actually... There was one part that made me jump in the movie later on that I'm sure we'll get to. As you were saying, they kind of go through.
Yeah, Wanda. Oh, sorry.
One last thing about scene. It's very much the cabin scene. You know when in Evil Dead, it's in both, I think, 1 and 2, where they're hearing the noises and it's like, and they're looking like at all the different noises. Mm-hmm, they recreate that scene,
that's
essentially.
Amazing. Oh,
this is important for you to know as well. Danny Elfman does the music for this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So there's like sometimes
Danny
just like...
Danny Elfman and Sam Raimi.
Yes.
That is a fucking combo.
They did Spider-Man together because then Danny Elfman did the music.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
There's times though where like when shit's getting real trippy and you'll just hear like a random like guitar screech like, wow.
Yeah.
And then
it's fucking good.
It is.
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Good.
I need to see if the cars.
Danny Elfman, Sam Raimi in a horror themed movie.
I need to see if the cars in this movie. I didn't even look. I saw it twice and I forgot to look the second time.
Yeah.
You know his car. Sam Raimi's car is in every single movie.
It's gotta be.
It has to be in there somewhere. I need to look again. But anyway,
it probably like someone throws it at someone else.
Probably
halfway through the movie or some shit.
Well, I would assume so. They go through a portal because Wanda's taking out the entire school, and you know Doctor Strange is trying to protect her. So. She gets to her, but he comes to help and she freaks out. Like we were talking about earlier, they go to another universe. Well, Wanda's gotten so powerful that she can dream walk. So she can do the spell where she can insert herself into another version of herself in another universe.
Mm.
So she ends up finding what universe they're in and dream walks into. And they just so happen to show up in the universe with her children. Which I thought that was...
Well, there's probably a bunch of multiverses with children in it, though.
Well, I think it was due to because America knew she was looking for her kids at this point, and she was probably like, she probably unintentionally sent them there, because later in the movie, you hear him say, it was just surprising that we went to every single place we needed to go.
Yeah.
So I think when I was first watching it, I was like, wow, they just so happened to show up in that universe.
Part of that was probably like just to help the plot.
Probably. But that line kind of describes it as it was a subconscious decision. Like, mm-hmm. she knew that for some reason, this is the universe they had to go to.
I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't. It was probably like not on purpose, like you're saying, but like subconsciously.
Instinctually.
That's
I'm saying.
That's what I would say is like,
yeah,
it's going to go there because she's subconsciously fixated on it. Because you don't want to die. I don't know.
Yeah.
In this universe, though, Doctor Strange has a statue outside of his place, and it says he died while defeating Thanos. And then someone else can kind of take it up from there if you want to.
So the way, they walk past. So it's kind of Fifth Element-y future.
Yeah.
Kind of the way that.
Shut your fucking mouth.
This alternate. Yes.
You going to bring in Fifth Element?
Yeah. It's kind of. One very, very important. I mean, we don't need to go play by play. But just so you know, the dream at the beginning, Doctor Strange dies, his body ends up making it. That's how she proves that she's from another universe. They bury it. That's going to be important for later.
Oh, yes.
So good call. They're in alternate.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. They're in alternate New York, and they're walking past this place that can scan your. Actually, it feels a little bit more like a Total
Minority
Recall
report.
Kind of that kind of sci-fi, because they walk past this business that can scan your memories for you and basically download it onto something, and
it plays it. For
yeah,
you.
Strange walks past it. It's fucking something, and then America walks past it, and it shows the memory of how she accidentally killed her parents. So Strange is like, well, the only person that's going to help us here is me. And then that's when they find the statue saying that he died. Fast forward, there are some details. He meets some people along the way. And then you think that they're there to get help. They get tricked and they wake up inside of prisons.
So did you see the first Doctor Strange?
Yes.
Do you know Mordo?
Yeah.
The guy that lets him in.
To the monastery.
And then he ends up leaving at the end of the movie all pissed off.
Black guy, he's got
black
dreads.
Black guy, he has got, yeah.
He didn't have dreads.
Not in that
first
movie. Oh, you're right, yeah.
I don't know.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, it kind of mattered, but.
All I remember is the white Asian lady who's not.
That's why I was kind of, a character he probably remembers. So this guy just invites him in. He's the Sorcerer Supreme here. He ends up tricking them because you find out that their Strange was actually a very destructive, very high-risk person who used the Darkhold to get the powers they needed to fight Thanos. But the public needed a hero, so they hid it, that he did that.
It wasn't the Darkhold. It was the antithesis of the Darkhold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the Whitehold.
The Whitehold.
No,
yeah.
He was using the Darkhold.
But yeah, he basically, the antithesis of the Darkhold is a white book, but it basically, if you get your hands on it, you can get any power you need to defeat any enemy in front of you. Like, you basically just win. And he supposedly used on Thanos, but his power was getting to him, probably because if he was using the Darkhold, that's probably why.
Right.
He started to kind of use it in a negative way. So right after they defeated Thanos, the Illuminati, which shows up in the movie.
God damn, who's not in this movie?
Kinda.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell's in.
Oh wait, no, the Illuminati's in there, so it's Taco Bell.
The Illuminati end up like, hey man, you know, we can't have you around anymore. You can't be here anymore.
So before this movie came out, there was huge speculation about which versions of which characters were actually going to show up in this movie. A couple of them expected. So Professor Xavier shows up from the X-Men.
Played by Patrick Stewart.
It is Patrick Stewart.
And
they did confirm it is the 90s cartoon Patrick Stewart.
Because he's got the little...
He's got the yellow go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
So cool.
Captain Carter.
Not Logan. You know, everybody's fucking freaking out.
Dude,
the
that shit's
gets
awesome,
all
though.
Wobbly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Sorry, that's
how they do it. Apparently,
they don't make that sound. But that's
I want you to redub all of the Logan scenes with that.
It's just Krusty the Clown in the background. They're like, wow.
That just sounds
shake.
Painful. You sound like a cat getting banged.
What's the kids. Scratcho? Is that the cat from
Scratchy and Scratchy?
Itchy.
Yeah. Anyway,
Scratcho.
Anyway, yes, there's an alternate Captain America, which is.
Peggy
Carter. There's an alternate Captain Marvel, which is
her best friend from
the
I not think of her name from the Captain Marvel movie.
The person of color?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Makes you racist. Think of it right now.
But the big thing is they brought in Reed Richards, which is cool. Everyone
who's Reed Richards?
Fantastic Four.
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
They cast a Fantastic Four.
Who's the guy? Who's
John Krasinski.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he already a character?
No.
No, actually.
He was up for the role of Captain America, but he was beat by Chris Evans.
No. Oh, no, that's Tangled.
John Reacher. I don't know. And also, he was not Flynn? Entangled.
That wasn't him.
That was...
Flynn Rider.
Zach Levi.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi.
Yeah. Who is Shazam.
Shazam. They John, do. You know what? Different guy. 100%.
Jim from The Office. A lot of people get them mixed up, though.
See it.
I feel real dumb right now.
Jim from The Office.
And they brought back Black Bolt from that Awful Inhumans TV show.
I never watched it.
Great. Good for you.
I know you're surprised.
The thing to know about Black Bolt is that his power is that if he speaks, it generates so much energy that it just disintegrates whatever's in front of it. So he is the one that killed their Doctor Strange. He literally, by saying, "I'm sorry," it disintegrated Doctor Strange.
It shot sound waves out of his mouth.
So he doesn't talk. He uses sign. Because if he were to talk, it would
kill
anything in front of him, would just blow up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So the Illuminati, it was awesome because I think everybody knew about Xavier, you know,
right? But he's in the trailer, basically.
And then seeing Peggy, people kind of assume that she'd be in it, but seeing her as Captain Britain, is that what it is, or Captain Carter
is what
Captain
they call
Carter.
Her.
Okay,
yeah. She doesn't have a cool
Captain
name.
Because Captain Britain is another hero. Yeah, in MCU.
So Captain Carter, and then I think the biggest surprise though was Mr. Fantastic, because I was not even close to expecting that. I was like, holy shit! And perfect casting.
Oh, the internet wanted it, you know.
Yeah.
So perfect hopefully casting. They don't ruin it. And...
Well, let's tell you about what happens next. Okay.
So there's a cool, another Evil Dead scene where the camera's like following through the house and you find out Wanda invades other Wanda in this universe. Fucking spooky. She finds them in this universe and decides to fucking murder all of them.
Yeah, and it's fucking crazy because Doctor Strange is trying to tell the Illuminati, because at this point, our Doctor Strange is actually imprisoned.
So is America Chavez.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're imprisoned. But
they're the two that are imprisoned.
So he's trying to explain to the Illuminati, you need to let me go. We need to take care of this. And they're like, we're not worried about Wanda. We're worried about you. You know,
dummies.
You are the one who was able to get your hands on the Darkhold.
He's like the Rick.
Yeah. Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he is.
That is a perfect analogy.
Yes. Yeah, wow. That actually is a perfect analogy.
You gotta let me out, guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to help.
And
you.
She's Morty.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Rick.
Oh, jeez, man. I don't know.
that's funny.
Krusty's in the corner.
But just let him go. Stop it. Let it happen.
Stop.
Yes.
So basically the Illuminati's like, we killed Thanos, we can take her. And he's like, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm. She is way more than you expect.
So here's what happens. So there's Ultron bots there, and she is just destroying them. And so breaks into this lobby in front of where like the Council of the Illuminati are. And
I think what made this cooler, real quick, just a little detail, is this is Wanda of this universe being controlled by the Wanda of ours, right? So she's not wearing her villain garb. It's just
a mom
sweatshirt and like pants.
And she has oil on her face that's very reminiscent of like Carrie.
Blood dropped on her. And her hair's all disheveled and shit. And she's just going through this place and annihilating everything.
She's Karen.
She is Karen-ing everybody.
At this point, like, the movie had some violence to it, but it hadn't really opened up to this point yet. Mm. So, and I won't say all of them. I'll let us all tell them some of them. But the first one, she walks in. So I told you about Black Bolt, right? I told you about how him just speaking, uttering words kills anything. So the Illuminati's super fucking cocky. All of them come out into this lobby except for Mordo.
Professor X and Mordo.
Yeah. Except for Professor X and Mordo. And so in this lobby, in like they're one room away from where America Chavez and Doctor Strange are being held. But Black Bolt is up front and Mr. Fantastic's like, Black Bolt can destroy you with a single word. And then she's like, how's he going to do that without a mouth? And you look over at him, his fucking mouth is gone, Matrix style. And he's like, and then all of a sudden because he went, it goes, and his head explodes.
His head explodes.
It doesn't pull away. It doesn't, it's not blue stuff that comes out. His head explodes and there's blood splatter. Yeah. He falls to the ground and the camera goes with him and he falls to the ground, hits the ground and dead.
Just fucking dead.
And so,
eat your heart out, Venom, too.
There's a moment after that where the Illuminati are just like, we go.
Yeah.
So not quite as cool as the Carnage tornado.
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
So here's the thing for you, Chris. The longer this movie goes and the more people she murdered, the more pissed off I got about Venom 2.
Yes.
So would you like to...
So you said the perfect casting for Mr. Fantastic. It sure was for about 10 minutes because he's like, I'm going to use my stretchy arms to grab you.
Did she say to him first, though?
Oh, she asks, do you have children? And he says, yes, I do. And she says, do they have a mother? And he says, yes. And she's like, great. They'll have somebody still to go home to at night.
Yeah.
And she unravels him like fucking
spaghetti.
Like fucking silly string cheese. Yeah. No, he unravels. And up to the point that it reaches his head and his head pops. Literally explodes.
Damn. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a PG-13 movie?
Yes.
What is happening? Like,
yes.
This is fucking amazing.
How did Marvel convince them, like, this is all PG-13.
Sam Raimi.
I don't think it was Sam Raimi. It had to be, like, Feige being like, let it happen.
Well, and here's the thing, too. The balls for Marvel to take a character that they've invested years in a Disney Plus show and all that, and to be like, she's Darth Vader now.
They gave her a redemption arc. Also,
pretty much, yeah.
You know, and to make her get to that point where she was, and then she comes in, looks at Thanos, and when he says, I don't even know who you are, and she says, you will, just really blew this bitch up.
Right. And then now she's the main bad guy. Yeah. So would you like to say what happens to the next character?
So Captain Carter comes in.
She has a jetpack.
Oh, no.
But she has the shield and everything. It's got the British flag on it and everything. And
that's a mistake.
She was like, now it was her turn. So, she's all hand-to-hand combat. So she flies in on her jetpack, and they start trading a few blows and everything. She gets a couple hits in on Wanda. Then Wanda gets a little pissed off. Of course, when Captain Carter's fighting, she's doing the whole Captain America thing where she's throwing the shield and hitting her and
she
it's bouncing
says the line
off and catching. And she's like, I can do this all day. She says the line and everything.
Hell yeah.
Well, she gets knocked back.
I can do this all day.
Wanda knocks her way back and she does the superhero slide and looks up and takes her shield and does the whole shield throw. And Wanda just like. She use her power?
She kind of catches it.
Before
it hits into the ground, or it hits into the wall, right?
It hits into the ground, it goes past her, and she catches it and flings it right back at her, cuts her in half.
I was like, did it
cuts her in half?
Yeah.
Cuts her in half.
Literally, so it doesn't show that, but it shows the shield going through, and then it shows her upper half, and then the camera stays there, and she just slides over. Off.
Well, right before you see that part, you see the shield stuck in the wall, and it's just covered in blood.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Goddamn.
So then Captain Marvel, and you're like, okay, here we go. That fight lasts like a couple seconds longer.
Yeah, a minute.
And then it just becomes like an energy clash thing. And then it basically looks like Wanda starts absorbing her energy.
Yep.
And she throws her into a statue, and the statue just crumbles all around her. And you just see her limp arm fall out.
Yeah, it crushes her basically. Yeah. Her limp arm just falls out.
You're saying this has got horror tropes galore, because the first guy to get killed, what's his name?
Black Bolt.
Is he white?
He's white.
His name is Black. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anyway.
It's fine.
Wow.
So
I'm talking about horror tropes. Tell me that black people don't die first in horror tropes.
They've changed that by now.
Finally.
You ever seen Deep Blue Sea? My man makes it all the way to the end.
No,
LL Cool J. Oh, LL Cool J does make it to the end.
Oh,
you're
LL
right.
Cool
Not
J.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I was like, Samuel L. Jackson.
We're
going to
get out of here.
At this point,
we will survive.
You find out because Doctor Strange is in the other room with Mordo and Xavier. And this Mordo is not the same Mordo as in our universe. However,
I don't know who our Mordo is. So.
However, he does kind of have it out for Strange because he wanted to be Sorcerer Supreme the whole time. So they get in a little scuffle. And Doctor Strange gets away. But before that happened, Xavier was like, hey, we should give this Strange a chance. I have a good feeling about this Strange. And Mordo didn't like that. And that's why they fight. Well, Strange gets away from him. But the next scene you see is Xavier rolling in to confront Wanda and
hovering in.
And then all of a sudden it does the one of the best things it could have done. He puts his hands on his temple, and the little like waves of telekinetic energy that you remember from the 90s show start coming out, and I was like,
and it goes like,
oh man, it was I loved it. It sent chills up my spine, and he starts to invade her mind. Well, he gets in there, and it's just blank white room, and he can walk. Xavier can walk in here because it's, you know,
right,
just in his mind. And he sees this.
Bro, still fit, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He sees this crumbled pile. For a
72-year-old man, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
He sees this crumbled pile of rocks and debris. And it's reminiscent of when the bombs went off in
WandaVision.
WandaVision, the backstory of her and her brother when they were young. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of reminiscent of that. And all of a sudden you see Wanda reach her hand out, and she's like, help me, help me.
In the rubble.
It's the good Wanda.
And there's red smoke that's in the background.
Yeah, red smoke is starting to come in from the background. And it's basically trying to tell you Wanda is still in there, and the Scarlet Witch has kind of taken over Wanda. Mm. Kind of like the Dark Phoenix and Jean Grey in X-Men, in a sense. And so he's trying to help her out, but the smoke catches up and finally goes in, and any sense of Wanda that was there is taken over by the Scarlet Witch. Mm. And I don't know who's really good at painting a picture. I'm okay, but I think one of you want to paint this picture? Yeah, you've seen it twice.
So, you know, the Deadites in Evil Dead.
Hell yeah.
They start to turn into this demonic, gross, zombie-like creature. Well, as Xavier's walking through, trying to free the good Wanda, the red smoke is getting closer and closer.
Tension.
And there's so much white surrounded in the scene that it just becomes this commanding presence that just keeps getting closer. And at first, you know, Xavier's like, I got this. This is my realm. I do this all the time. But all of a sudden, there's a switch with him that he realizes he's far outclassed in any way that he's ever been before. Mm-hmm. And it's really silent. And then out of nowhere, she comes from the mist, grabs his head, and splits his head two ways. And she's got like these long fingernails, and sharp teeth. Like she's
like paranormal activity.
Yeah, like she's scary as shit.
Out of the fucking smoke. Oh.
Fucking made me jump.
Yeah. Fucking rips his head basically in two. And in real life, he just crumbles because that didn't really happen.
Yeah.
But
so she's killed the whole.
Except for Mordo, who has been fighting Doctor Strange this whole time. But it was just fucking crazy that we're like, you know, comic fans were like, the Illuminati, that's a big deal. These mm-hmm. are the smartest people in the Marvel universe, and they acted like fucking dumbasses against one.
It got work.
Yeah.
You've seen Deadpool 2?
Yes.
It's the antithesis of when the X-Force shows up.
Yes.
You're like excited to see him, and then the fucking wind takes them out, basically. Yeah. So, and then to skip a little bit, they're trying to escape from her, and one person we've left out is alternate Christine, which is Rachel McAdams' character.
His girlfriend from the first Doctor Strange.
The beginning of the movie, he's going to her wedding. She's marrying someone else. This is alternate her, who's a scientist that knows a lot about the multiverse because that's convenient for the plot.
She works for the Illuminati.
What? Right. Yeah. So so she's with them now because they need to get to this book, the good book, in order to...
It's called the Bible.
Right. In order to be...
The Book of Ashanti.
To beat Wanda. And so...
Ashanti, where you at?
Oh, yeah. It is the Book of Ashanti, isn't it?
Yeah. Ja Rule loves it.
So they're going through this like blast door tunnel, basically.
Read the book.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I was going to go to Krusty, and then I forgot how to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I apologize. You can't get mad. I apologize.
He did say sorry.
Oh, I forgot. You said sorry. So they're running from her, and these blast doors are coming in, and she's still just like force of nature, like destroying stuff, just chasing them. So it's just another cool horror scene of like she is just not going to get stopped.
Well, and at this point, when she's chasing them, it's not like she's just floating or anything. She's limping. And this point, she does have blood all over her.
She's like a zombie.
She's
like
got
Mia.
Blood all over. She's limping. Yeah, she's like all Mia. Fucked up. And the tunnel they're going through is actually underwater. So all this water's coming in, and she's just like trugging along. But
she's scary.
She's scary.
I was legitimately like, she's a fucking scary woman coming after them.
And they're terrified. Doctor Strange and everybody are terrified. They're like, do not let her catch up with us at all. Like, please no. And they're trying to close everything off to keep her from getting through.
She's not having it.
No, she's not having it. And get away. Well, at one point, Doctor Strange finally just caves in the tunnel. There's a door that closes behind him. It caves it in, and they're, you know, to flood her out and everything. Yeah. And they get away at, for the time, and they're like, is she dead? And he was like, oh, not even close. Like, nope, not even close.
So at some point, so some plot development stuff happens. One of the people at the school that was still alive
just got knocked out.
They were not. There were some of them were knocked out. They weren't. It wasn't like they thought this person was dead or anything.
Right.
So Wong is just being suspended in the air by Wanda while she's dreamwalking. So this other high level sorcerer looks at him, and she's like, basically, you know that she's gonna about to do something to interfere with what's happening. She jumps up and she stabs the Darkhold book, and it disintegrates. But it takes this sorcerer with it. She turns to Char, and then she looks at Wong, and she starts to have a tear in her eye, and she turns to Char, and that lone tear just kind of falls down her face. Well, now Wanda can't dreamwalk anymore.
A little out of order. They did that before, but then that's, yeah.
So she's stuck in that universe?
So, yeah.
Or is she back in the regular
universe? She's back in the regular universe.
I got fucking blue balls right now, man.
So eventually they don't get away from her. She does catch up to them, and she uses America's power to send New Rachel and Doctor Strange to a abandoned universe, essentially, and she gets to take America Chavez back to the original universe to basically steal her abilities. And Doctor Strange and New Rachel are stuck in this crazy upside down world that you find out is an incursion, which happens when a alternate universe somebody goes to another universe for too long. And it literally rips reality apart.
Oh, you can't be going to the universe for too long.
Did you watch What If at all? The Marvel's
nope.
What If?
See, okay. Again, I fucking, is that on
Hulu? Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. That show has no bearing whatsoever.
No, but
it's a tease.
There's similarities. And sure. So if you've seen it, it's easy for me to paint a picture if I say, no, hey, it did doesn't. You see this? Like, yeah.
That was the one thing that going into the movie, too, I was like, I just had a feeling. I was like, I honestly felt like What If had nothing to do with this because of how much they were showing us What If could have potentially something to do with this.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's a demon. You just let out a demon.
It's going to be quiet, though, because I was away from the mic. No one heard that.
That's not true.
Yeah, man, I'm sure nobody heard that. I'm sure that didn't
China heard it at all. Not all of China knows you're here.
I felt like I was about to jump to an alternate universe.
You're about to.
I was afraid.
Anyway, this upside-down, crazy universe, it's basically black and white, void of almost anything. There are still buildings around, but they're being, like, sucked up into vortexes and stuff. Cool scene. Well, Doctor Strange's what do you call it? What is it called? I can't remember the building he has.
Oh, the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yeah, Sanctum Sanctorum is still there. It's all fucked up. And he was like, well, what better person to get help to try to travel the multiverse than another me? So they go there, and he kind of leaves Rachel downstairs, and he goes up because he can feel it's kind of spooky up there.
Spooky.
He finds himself, and he's obviously not the same, like, bright and colorful dude. He's got, you know, sleeping, what do you call
bags under his
eyes. Yeah, sleeping bags under his eyes. He's got bags, sleeping bags under his eyes. He's got bags under his eyes.
He's going camping on his face.
Camping. He's got bags under his eyes. He hasn't slept in, like, forever.
Got some s'mores.
He's tattered up. He hasn't bathed, all
Jason
that kind of
there
stuff.
Wants to hit him across a tree a couple times, you know. Okay. That's what Jason does with people in sleeping bags.
I know.
Maybe it's tiny Jason's just hitting his eyes against trees. I don't know.
What?
Krusty's in the corner. Wow. What is going on?
What the fuck?
I'm just doing Krusty because it makes Jesse laugh every time.
It is pretty funny.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Shit's fucked up.
You're starting to sound like Popeye.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, blow me down.
I'm strong to the finish.
What?
Because I eat my spinach.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Because I do machines.
I got a pick. Donatello.
Donatello does machines.
It's
bro.
A callback. It's a callback. Oh,
don't fit. I don't.
Funny. You, so Chris.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Shit happens.
Shit goes.
There's
down.
A rising action. There's a climax. There's a falling action.
It's a bad sun on the right.
There's a resolution.
Yeah, man. Can't wait.
What'd you guys think of the movie overall?
I mean, obviously, I really liked it. I'm a huge Evil Dead. I'm a huge Sam Raimi fan. Evil right. Dead, Army of Darkness. I love Darkman. I'll stand on that hill.
Darkman, all really? Fucking
I'll stand on
shitty.
That hill.
I don't like that movie.
No, it's shitty in the best way possible. Yeah, remember that part where he wants the fucking pink elephant?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a movie.
It's Spider-Man 3.
No.
It's better than Spider-Man
3. Spider-Man 3, no,
it's not.
Anyway, obviously love the first two Spider-Man movies. So I've been a fan of Sam Raimi's for a long time. This is very much his movie. What he has said about the movie is that he was very nervous to do the original Spider-Man movies because he had to create, you know, he didn't create the characters, but he had to create the characters for his movie. For this one, all these characters have been established. These are all characters that have been throughout, you know, several movies. So he felt really liberated and able to focus in on his directing and what he wanted to kind of be in this movie. And you can definitely tell there's like stuff that really is like some of his best work that we've seen.
Also they go to alternate universes where the rules don't apply.
Matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect for him because he can kind of do what he wants and people are going to be like, oh, that's an alternate this, that's an alternate that. But overall, there was some really, really cool imagery between the dream walking. There's a really awesome scene where you first see her do it and it's like this weird, like dark meditation scene with some awesome like background metal-ish music. And I fucking loved it. I thought it was great. So I don't know exactly where it ranks, I would say, in my MCU. It's got a lot of flavor, I think, to it that can come kind of, you know, the MCU can get a little stale after 20 plus movies. So it's definitely
20 plus at this
point? Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
God damn.
It's a lot. So it's nice to see something different. And Doctor Strange should be that franchise that they let themselves kind of go weird and do something that's like off the cuff. Because not a lot of people really cared about Doctor Strange, honestly, before the MCU. So this is a good opportunity for them to do that. And I'm glad they ran with it because I'm excited to see what they do for the third one.
One thing that bugs me, how can Doctor Strange pull his own movie, but we can't have a fucking Hulk movie?
We did.
No, we didn't.
Incredible Hulk.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
That's not part of the MCU.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it no,
is.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
If I tell you it is, it
the
is.
The one with then Edward Norton?
The Edward Norton doesn't count because he's not the fucking
that
same guy.
Is
they recast him.
But they recast him, but it was part of the MCU.
No. But I agree. They haven't had a honestly, since
for
then.
With Mark Ruffalo, yes.
For how long the Hulk's been in the universe, I agree. They should have made another Hulk movie
Mark
by now.
Mark Ruffalo is I'd look, Edward
Thor
Norton.
Thor Ragnarok.
No, it doesn't count.
Why?
Because it's not. It doesn't say Thor Ragnarok, Hulk.
That was the closest we got.
That
I would agree.
That was the closest we got. And he in that movie, he says I, which he never says. But Thor gets to him. You realize that?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm sorry. I just get so angry. He never says that. He says Hulk get angry or whatever all the time. But in that movie, he says I'm sorry. I just get so angry.
Now the Hulk's kind of a kind of a bitch. But anyway.
He's a bit of a... Bitch, you sound like a
anyway,
bitch.
I really liked it. Definitely go see it. If you've listened to this whole podcast by now and haven't seen it, still go see it or wait till it's on Disney Plus. But
yeah, we didn't give away the ending.
That's true. There's some fucking crazy shit we actually didn't even mention yet.
A whole lot we didn't mention.
Yes. So overall, if you like horror and want to see what that looks like in the MCU, go see it.
But before you go see that, watch Evil Dead. Watch Evil
Remake?
Dead 2.
Watch Army of Darkness.
Watch all three.
Well,
Evil Dead 2 has a bunch
Evil
of
Dead's
cool
perfect.
Fucking scenes of it.
Evil yep. Dead's perfect in my
Evil
eyes.
Evil Dead? The first one? Or
Evil Dead 2
Evil
is
Dead
perfect
2
in my
is
eyes.
Perfect. It's a great fucking horror movie.
2013 Evil Dead is one of my favorite horror movies.
2013
yep.
Evil Dead is
a whole
fucking,
other animal.
it's not Sam Raimi, but goddamn.
It's produced by Sam Raimi.
When you get 70,000 gallons of blood involved, mm-hmm. you're going to have a good time.
Go see Doctor Strange 2. It is, in my opinion, Army of Darkness 2. That's what it most, I think, had, especially some of the stuff we didn't talk about. There's some zombie stuff mm-hmm. that happens in the way the makeup is done and all of that.
It's really good.
And the laughing of, there's like shadow demons and shit going on. So it
I'll
just very much.
Swallow your soul.
Yeah, so yeah. it very much feels
that?
Like that.
Similar.
They also say, I'll see you in hell.
I'll see you in hell.
There's some one-liners.
There's a boomstick.
There's some shit. Yeah, there's a boomstick.
There's 100% a boomstick.
It's a boomstick with a one-liner.
Don't get my hopes up about actual fucking.
There is a boomstick with a one-liner.
Oh, Bruce Campbell is in the movie.
Yes,
he is. God damn it. Now I gotta go.
So I also don't know. I mean, I don't know where I would put it. I had as much fun with this as I have with some of the bigger scale movies, honestly, just because, again, being a fan of Sam Raimi, and I got everything I was hoping to see. So, like, yeah, if you don't like the normal rigmarole that you get from a Marvel movie, there's still some of that in this for sure. I mean, it is a Marvel movie through and through. But if you want to see someone who I think subverts expectations in a way that still respects the material, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The thing about superhero movies these days, like you said, they get kind of stale sometimes. And then there's those ones that stand out, the ones that people are like, oh, I didn't expect this. Wow, mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, when that came out, that was one of those Marvel movies that stood out.
Mm-hmm.
It was different. People were like, oh, holy shit. You know, that's really good. That's crazy. Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
It stood out, right? It had similar feels to Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was still its own movie. Right?
Big stand up.
Right. This is another one of those.
Yes.
It stands out. It is different, and it's different in so many good ways. You know, this is probably, if I don't know where I'd rank it either, it may, for me, be in top five contention, possibly. Sure. If not, maybe top 10.
Mm-hmm.
But it puts Doctor Strange on a much bigger level than what he was previously before Avengers. Because when, the Infinity War and Endgame, because when that came out, he was still a pretty pivotal character. But before that, people were like, yeah, Doctor Strange, cool, whatever.
I was not a huge fan of the first Doctor Strange movie.
I like the first
Doctor
Strange
movie. Mainly
because
I didn't like how they did Dormammu at all, but that's my own thing.
I liked it.
I don't think we're done with him, but yeah, I'd agree.
We're definitely not done with him for something else that happens at the end of the movie. Anyway.
God damn it. Go see the movie.
But yes, there's not a moment, there's not a boring moment in the movie.
And after
it's always going.
Yeah, and after it was done, we were thinking about it, we were like, were there any funny parts? There were, but there's a lot more, like I said,
holy
Darth Vader parts going on than that. So, and we didn't give away the ending, but all I will say is I'm okay with the end of the story in this, and I'm okay with where Wanda is and where Doctor Strange is and where America Chavez is and where Wong is at the end of this. I like where Sam Raimi has placed them at the end of this movie, being along for the ride the entire time. I was not disappointed. I was very worried because there's a lot of things happening, but I'm ready for whatever's next.
Yep.
Which I think, Jesse, you kind of said something like you're excited to see where the third one goes.
Absolutely.
So
all in all, it's a very fun movie. It's action packed. It's scary. It's funny at times, and it's
fan service. So much fan service,
and it's all holy shit. There's a bunch of holy shit moments. I think if you go and watch it, you'll really enjoy it. So that was our review and our explanation to Chris over here of Doctor Strange 2 in the Multiverse of Madness. We appreciate you listening. This is the Digital Bath Podcast signing out.
Bye.